I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigeria now holds the most Islamic State violence in the world, according to a new report from Jihad Analytics. For the first time in the Islamic State's history, Iraq is no longer the place where it has the most activity. ISWAP, the Islamic State affiliate responsible for attacks in Nigeria, appears well on its way to building a caliphate. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
I think that's absolutely the agenda. They're essentially eliminating Christianity in northern Nigeria.
And yet, hope remains.
People are coming to know Jesus in the midst of this chaos and carnage inside of Nigeria.
World Mission partners with local believers to reach northern Nigeria for Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We send in solar-powered audio Bibles called The Treasure that have the languages of the people.
In the book of Judges tells the story of Gideon, who went up against an invading army. God whittled down his fighting force to 300 men and gave the enemies terrifying dreams until they fled. Well, that's the inspiration for the G300 Discipleship Program, which can be found in the back of the Mission Cry Bible in English and Spanish. Jason Wolford of Mission Cry.
My heart was to see around the world 300 people coming together and making a difference, that when the world or people looked at these 300 people, they'd say, it must be and only be God, because there's no way that these 300 are accomplishing that.
The G300 program teaches what it means to be a Christian, such as putting trust in Jesus and not being afraid of enemies. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.